And we're back here on The View, Your View on Q95 FM. A few minutes moving up to the 1 o'clock hour. At one, we break for our news update, followed by Hot Topics. Something I wanted to mention yesterday, Marilyn, that I have my list here. Women's football.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know I'm a baller.
I ball, you know, I do the balling thing, right?
So women's football, yes, we do play football. The women do play football in Dominica. Women's football started today, what, Thursday, last weekend at the Bath Estate playing field, and I'm a soccer, football, whichever you want to call it, fanatic. And so, of course, that's led by the Dominica Football Association. And to my knowledge, I think there are 5 women teams. Of course, I play on one of the teams for the running champions, the New India Goodwill Runners. And the teams are really, really good because they comprise of young players from the national team, as well as young girls who've played in the secondary schools league that started, I think, just a couple of years ago, again, to get younger players involved in the game before we move to the national level. And so we had Harlem playing against Maho. Harlem won that game last weekend. And we had Woodford Hill playing against Laplane. Laplane, they had a team years ago, but they sort of went quiet over a few years, and now they're back. Maho is also a new team. They're playing for the first time this year. So Woodford Hill played versus Laplane, and Woodford Hill won that game. So most of the games would be on a Sunday in most instances at Bath Estate, or in some instances, you know, it might be in the Harlem Plain Field or Portsmouth, based on where the opposing team is coming from. So it shifts around. So if you have an opportunity to come out and see the ladies play, please do so. But of course, I'm super excited about football this weekend. Mm-hmm. I am going to be in the stadium as early as I can to cheer on Team Dominica versus St. Lucia, and the next day, okay, Team Dominica versus St. Lucia. Are you going to be there?
Well, Marilyn? Let's wait and see. Let's wait and see. I'm very supportive of the sporting activities, but I can't say I physically take myself off to this. I commend those people.
It's
who
a nice little line,
and I
you
think
know.
It's fantastic that we get the spectator support as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, various areas are encouraging people to get, especially young people, to get involved in sporting activities, to get more active and so on. And I think that's fantastic. For me personally, I'm not sure. But if I get a moment and I'm able to swing that direction, then maybe I'll just do that.
It's 6 p.m. on Saturday, and I think Sunday as well. It's 6 p.m. So, you know, after you do the family thing, the groceries and the clean-up and the man and the child and, you know, the food and the thing, you know, it's mm-hmm. a nice little family outing.
Yeah.
People bring their kids, and I think it's what, $10, I think, to enter.
Okay.
And, you know, a football match is an hour and a half. And the fans are really, really good. The fans are really great. And, of course,
that's good.
Anytime I have an opportunity to sit down and see football live, I am happy.
Yeah. All right.
So, we want to encourage everyone to come out, and if you are able to come out and support the men's national team at the National Stadium this weekend when we play versus St. Lucia, and the St. Lucians already in Dominica practicing and getting the feel of the ground. We welcome you to Dominica, and we know they speak Patois as well, so they will always feel nice and at home in Dominica. We're 3 minutes away from the 1 o'clock hour. At 1 o'clock, as we said, is our news update at one, and after that, we move into the hot topic for the day. We're getting ready for your lunchtime news update, or your 1 o'clock news update. When we come back from the news, I want to share some bits of information with you in case you did not know. I always like to leave you some bit of information. And then after that, of course, we move into our hot topic for the day. Stay tuned, though. News update coming up next.
Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's lunchtime news update, brought to you through the kind compliments of Dragon Windows.
12 years of successful operations in the Caribbean. Dragon Windows celebrates with our valued customers this Christmas. From November 25, 2013 to January 31, 2014. Dragon offers up to 20% discount on customer-made orders, including electrical shutters, fabric awning, casement windows and doors. With terms and conditions, stock clearance 30 to 50% off while stocks last. All old and new Dragon customers can participate in the New Year Lucky Draw to win a Super Dragon Valued Customer Award. Xmas presents are ready on purchases during the promotion. It's Dragon Windows Selected Series. Big sale. Check us at Focole. Call 448-0253 or 275-7372.
Welcome back. In local news, speaking on a popular radio show, The Hot Seat, political leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, extended his congratulations to the Prime Minister, Roosevelt Skerrit, and his wife, Melissa, on the birth of their son. Prime Minister Skerrit on Wednesday, November 28th, announced the birth of his new son, Dimitri Roosevelt Skerrit, born on November 28th at £7.5. The Skerrit family has come under heavy criticism, with the new addition to the family being born in the United States rather than in Dominica. Linton says he will not add to that discussion. From the region, a complaint has been filed with the Dominica with the Department of Justice, DOJ, in the United States under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, FCPA, in relation to a contract purporting to grant oil exploration rights over some 8 million acres of St. Lucia's maritime territory. The 46-page complaint, which was seen by Caribbean News Now, named St. Lucia's Prime Minister, Dr. Kenny Anthony, and RSM Production Company, RSM, a Texas company, along with its president, Jack K. Greinberg. Caribbean News Now has also seen a written notification confirming receipt of the document by the DOJ. According to the DOJ website, the FCPA was enacted in 1977 for the purpose of making it unlawful for certain U.S. persons and entities to make payments to foreign government officials to assist in obtaining or retaining businesses. And internationally, Pope Francis on Thursday named his top assistant to look into the work of two commissions of inquiry he set up last summer to investigate the finances of the troubled Vatican Bank and Holy See administration. A Vatican statement said the Papal Secretary Monsignor Alfred will be Francis' delegate, keeping his eye on the committees and keeping him informed in collaboration with the Secretariat of State on their working procedures and possible initiatives. The Vatican spokesman, Reverend Federico Lombardi, said the aim was purely to smooth communication between the Pope and the commissions as they intensify their work ahead of meetings between the Pope and his eight cardinal advisors. And that concludes this afternoon's midday news update, brought to you through the kind compliments of Dragon Windows. I've been your presenter, Marilyn Isles. Good afternoon.
Wow, you're ready for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Gifts bought, wrapped, and under the tree.
Must be nice.
What's really nice is I could win all these gifts from Scotiabank.
Really? Tell me more.
Use your Scotiabank credit card for all your holiday purchases, and you'll earn chances to win a cash credit up to $2,500 when you spend the minimum amount. 11 prizes will be given away. For details, visit dominica.scotiabank.com/win. Contest ends December 27th. Conditions apply. Scotiabank. Discover what's possible.
Yo, this is Cohen Dubois.
Guinness.
I fetting away with a Guinness. Rolling every day with a Guinness. Up and down the road with a Guinness. I liking myself with a Guinness. See me in a band with a Guinness. What's that in me hand is a Guinness. Up and down the road with a Guinness. I liking myself with a Guinness. Made of more.
Guinness Stout. Made of more. 18 and over to drink. Enjoy Guinness responsibly.
Don't miss this year's all-traditional Thanksgiving event at the Regent's Hotel in Portsmouth on Thursday, 28th November from 7:30 p.m. Come and feast on the delicious rosemary roasted turkey in cranberry sauce, honey glazed ham, coconut crushed mai mai, served with various choices of mouth-watering desserts and various wines. All this for only EC $100. Or bring someone and save $20 by only paying $180. Tickets available at Regent's Hotel. Telephone number 445-5577, DA Vibes on Great George Street in Roseau, 440-8152, or Deborah Farrell in Picard at 265-2797. Treat yourself and your loved one this Thanksgiving at Regent's Hotel in Portsmouth.
Cash Whiz, for all your diamonds, silver and gold, come down to Cash Whiz. If you want to get quick cash or a loan, come down to Cash Whiz. If you want to buy or you want it sold, come down to Cash Whiz. DVDs, antiques, everything sold, right here at Cash Whiz. Video games, laptops, TVs, silver, gold, all your jewelry. Cash Whiz is the place to go if you want to buy or you want it sold. Cash on the spot, customer service, top of the top, merchandise below market prices. Cash Whiz, that's what the choice is. Check us out at cashwiz.com or follow us on Facebook.
The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made in the course of this program.
And we're back here on Your View on Q95 FM. Giselle and Marilyn with you today. Marilyn, I just shared something there with you. I had it for a long time, actually, and I just remembered this morning. I just never had the chance to take a look at it. But I thought I would bring it in this morning so we can... Oh, here I go again, this morning. I thought I would bring it in this afternoon so we can take a look at it. How do I describe it? Well, I told you it's a world map. I guess I would describe it as a world consumer map.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is all the companies, the food products, etc., that we consume, which companies own them. And it's really put into a perspective here that when you look at it, basically you just, you know, you look at it and you say, wow. Basically, Kraft, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, General Mills, Kellogg's, Mars Company, Unilever, Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, and Nestle. Among them, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. These 10 companies literally owns everything that you touch, eat, buy, sell, consume, need for any part of your existence. So for example, Kraft, I mean, when you really look at it, you just tell yourself, wow, you know, sometimes we make choices as to brands like, oh, I'll buy Tide, but I won't buy this. I prefer Gain over this one. I prefer Clorox over, you know,
not
some
really
other kind
realizing
of,
that
not really
the
realizing
owners
that
of those brands.
Sometimes the multiple conflicting brands, but they are owned by the same company. Yeah. And companies are really, really good at understanding where the consumer mindset or money or dollar is. So for example, say you have two brands of soap. Say you have you know, pink soap and green soap, right? Two different brands. If a company realizes like, hey, the majority of the market that purchases soap like these two brands, to the consumer it looks like these two brands are competing.
Exactly.
But guess what? They're owned by the same company. So where one brand like Soap A has 40% of the market and Soap B, say, has, say, 39% of the market, then because you have other brands will take up smaller shares. Yeah. So it looks like, you know, it's two different markets of soap. One company has it. So together, they have like 90% of the market in that particular product, you know. And I mean, I don't know. It blew my mind when I really look at it. Let me see. Let me choose one, for example. All right, let's look at Nestle, the company Nestle. Nestle owns Nescafe, Taster's Choice, Kit Kat, O. Henry, Crunchy, Big Mac, Nerds, Taffy, Purina. So we're moving to dog food now. Purina, Beneful, Friskies, Dog Chow, Felix, Alpo, Fancy Feast. Okay, just what I said. Some of these are for the same product, like Fancy Feast and Friskies are two cat foods, but they both own it. And you would think from the consumer perspective, they're competing because you see commercials about them. I'm better, I'm not better, whatever. They also own Gerber. They own Chef Meat. They own Nesquik. They own Carnation. They own Diesel. They own Yves Saint Laurent. They own Ralph Lauren. They own Stella McCartney. So we move from dog food and baby food now into brands and labels.
Wow.
They own L'Oreal. They own Garnier,
this is still Nestle,
yeah? Right. Still Nestle. They're in control of those brands. Vichy, Garnier, Biotherm, The Body Shop, Maybelline.
The Body Shop as well?
Yep. Clairol, Olay, CoverGirl, Lacoste.
Oh, my
So
goodness.
Lacoste is owned by Nestle. Boss, okay?
Wow.
I mean, sorry, Olay and them, they're owned by P&G. Sorry, I'm crossing my lines there. But you can just, you can look at it. Coca-Cola, for example, Coca-Cola owns Vitamin Water and Smart Water. Now, again, these are two brands in the market that look like they're competing. They own those two. They own Dasani Water. They own, of course, Coca-Cola. They own Sprite. They own Fruitopia. They own Nesty. They own Fanta. They own Minute Maid, you know. And so when I looked at it, I'm like, wow, you know, we as consumers, we really get taken for a ride when we look at commercials and we are kind of brainwashed into thinking we are making choices or we're giving one brand our loyalty and not another brand. And when you look at this, you're like, well, can I really escape consumerism at the end of the day? Do I need to keep caring or not?
That's showing you that unless everything you consume is you know, coming from something that you've maybe planted and grown yourself in your backyard.
You understand.
And then you use, you know, the byproducts of it to make other things, then you really cannot escape consumerism at all. You cannot. There is no way. And the fact that, you know, you might think you want to shirk one brand because you've heard that they do a particular something. And one of the things that comes to mind is Nestle.
Oh, yes, Nestle
has had a very, very bad reputation for
past,
right?
In Africa.
And that being the case, there have been things that, for me, I've deliberately avoided with the Nestle brand on it.
Me
However,
too.
There are quite clearly other things that I have used and purchased, not realizing that it's still Nestle.
It's still Nestle, exactly.
So you can't escape it.
And again, you know, brand and brand awareness, and the way that big mega corporations use brand and also hide who they are is so strategic and so important. So, for example, one of the products that Nestle owns or controls, you know, they would hardly co-brand it. So you would see, for example, what's one of them there that you have the thing that Nestle has?
Nestle has L'Oreal, for example.
Right.
If you're looking at
I've never seen a L'Oreal commercial with subtitle owned by Nestle.
Nothing. Never.
Or majority shares
never.
Owned by Nestle
never.
Or L'Oreal, a proud product of Nestle.
Yeah.
You know, you never see that. Mm-hmm. So they have their standalone brands, and we as a consumer, we just see that, say, oh, it's L'Oreal, it's a great product. And then when you trace it back, you're like, oh, it's owned by Nestle. Mm-hmm. You know, Purina Cat Chow or whatever it is owned by Nestle.
Yeah.
And so for us, the consumers, we look at that and we're like, can I escape it, as we said, at the end of the day?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I just not, I mean, I don't know. As you said, we probably just have to eat out of our backyard. Just go out in the backyard and just start chewing leaves.
You'll probably eventually find somewhere, somehow, somebody else, you know, one of them planted that tree. The leaf that you're chewing.
We'll take a short break. We'll be back in a minute.
End up paying more in electricity bills than the price. So always look for the appliance energy label. Energy labels can tell you how much electricity the appliance uses and help you see how much it will cost to run. And always remember, choose energy efficient light bulbs too.
Energy sense equals dollar savings. Tell a friend.
Brought to you by the Eastern Caribbean Energy Labeling Project, the OECS Secretariat, the German government, and the European Union.
First Domestic is doing it again. Introducing Pay As You Go on all insurance policies. We understand these challenging financial times, so it's First Domestic to the rescue. Pay As You Go. If you don't have the full upfront sum of cash to pay your 12-month insurance coverage, just pay as you go. Comprehensive and full comprehensive pay as you go on 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. A third party of 6 months or 12 months. Avoid the inconvenience of getting a ticket or having to have your vehicle towed away. Pay as you go. Yes, and you even get the benefits of no excess on claims. It's insurance tailored with you or customers in mind. Expect more quality insurance coverage because at FDIC, our stability secures your future. Terms and conditions apply. Pay as you go. Only at First Domestic Insurance. Now, keep going.
We're We're back here, 18 past the hour of 1. Marilyn, we're on a tight schedule today.
Very tight.
Very, very tight very schedule. Tight. Lots of stuff happening. So, and you know, we're moms, so we're on a tight schedule. Okay. Hot topic of the day. Speaking of being a mommy, what, and again, you can call us to contribute, add your voice to the discussion. What is the acceptable age for your teenager, whether it is male or female, to start, in American parlance, dating or start going out, or you know that how do you describe
well,
that?
Well, as you say, dating or yeah. start engaging or relationships with the opposite sex.
Yeah,
I'm a good way away from that. Thank God.
Well, I have to start thinking about it because I've been asked the question.
You have been asked.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, I'll look at it this way. My sister has a daughter who is now 14, and her father said, "Don't even think about it until you're 25."
25.
That's what her father said. Bearing in mind that she's his only girl,
right?
And he has 4 boys.
And so, did he say the same to the boys?
No.
You see, and
there is that disparity as well. So, and I'm sure a lot of fathers out there will have the same point of view, but the reality is something very different.
Numbers are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257. If you're overseas and you want to contribute to the discussion, you can call us on 305-432-9624. Now, a point that you're also trying to make with me, Marilyn, is do we in the Caribbean, and here we're in Dominica, do we understand the concept of dating? Like, I mean, is that part of our culture? Like, if I were to ask the audience listening, our listeners, what is your definition of dating? Call us and tell me, what's your definition of dating? Yeah.
I don't think I'm necessarily in a good position to comment on that. My observation, I would say no, but my experience from growing up in the UK as a teenager and you know young woman in the UK dating, the English do not understand the concept of dating.
Which English, me?
The English, like
oh, the British.
British
oh,
them. English okay. Don't understand the concept of dating. I obviously it's something that's derived from the US. I think they do understand fully why that whole concept is there, and I agree with it. I think it's actually a really good idea, good way of you know getting people to learn to court, learn to you know introduce each other, learn to introduce themselves to other people, etc. Here I'm not so sure. It's almost like you know once a guy gets the grip on a female, that's it. You're his woman.
No, but there must be a path. There must be a path to that, especially you know if we're talking about you know our daughters uh-huh. and our sons. Like, I mean, do you start dating at 12? And what's the definition of dating at 12? Is it 14? Is it 16?
But again, you have to understand what is the definition of dating. What does dating mean before you can necessarily put an age on it? And also, there's also age maturity. There's age, but there's maturity that goes with that. How responsible and mature is that child to undertake these types of relationships, and how far are those relationships going to go? So we've got to understand what does dating mean, and how is that? What kind of control as a parent do you keep when your child is engaging in dating?
Well, let me tell you, I'll make no bones about it. Me as a parent, yes. I am scared. I will not pretend to know the formula. Mm-hmm. I will not pretend to know exactly what to do. The most I can do really is to do what any other parent I think would do, is to talk to their child and you know explain a few things. But I started dating when I was 16. Mm-hmm. Now that I have kids, you know, I look at my daughter, I'm like, do I want her to start dating at 16? You know, I have a son. Will I have different standards because he's a boy or not? And, you know, I tell myself there should not be. But really, when it comes down to that bridge, do I say, oh, yeah, you know, my son is like, you know, you joke around more with your sons or with the boys. Like, oh, that's your little girlfriend now, whatever it is. Oh, he's your girlfriend at
you
school, whatever it is.
You don't want to have the same
and
conversation.
And do you have the same conversation if your daughter is like, hey, who's your little boyfriend? Oh, the partner that, you know, passed you. Every time he passed, he blushed when he see you. Oh, that's a boyfriend now, whatever it is. I don't know how I'm going to handle it as a parent. Good day. What's your view?
Hey, Blessings. What's up?
Hi, what's up, Blessings?
Hi, cool. Miss Marilyn.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
and Giselle. May I just give a quick comment on the issue having to do with the ownership of all this food?
Please do. Oh, yes, of
and
course.
And products.
Yes.
Somebody, the first thing that jump off your mind or the brain would say, you know, it's about maximizing profit. But that centralization, there is something more sinister to it. And mark those words, if I don't live to see it, you all will see it. The world is overpopulated. All these companies you spoke about, all of them, there is some interlinkage, so to speak, you know, covertly, undercover. So the overpopulation of the world, you see how easy it is for us to be slowly poisoned or some mass genocide, because all our food coming from the same source, so to speak.
Yes, yes. That's true.
And all of a sudden, we're hearing about some diabetes like a plague, high blood pressure like a plague, cancer like a plague. So what if, I am not even going there, but what if these people are going to just kill us like we are dying? What
if that's the case? They need us to buy their stuff.
When you think they should consider...
No, that's what you think.
There is certain elements of population control as well that people...
They need population control, so it's not necessarily needing all the... It's not about maximizing profit, it's about... control and
right.
domination.
And there are
but
also,
let us leave it at that.
There are also some food brands.
Let me just say something on the
on the
hot topic. Empress, we hear in it every day. And it is a crime for you to hear a 16-year-old child can give consensual sex. Some of them really eat all the hormones and they look like, you know, they're 20 and 30. But some of them, if you watch them, the hormones are not really impacting them. You see, just a 16-year-old child, she looked like almost a 10-year-old child, pregnant, and she gives birth, she have a baby on her shoulder. Guess who, baby? Her baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I am saying 18 years to vote, 18 years for license, 18 years for maybe certain things and all of that, and 16 years, I mean, yeah. my opinion on it, my view, if a child is 16 years, yes, you can start to go, 18 years, you can start to go out with your boyfriend and you'll get pregnant, because guess what? You're a mature person because you can vote, you can get a driver's license. You know, there are many things you can do. So, yes, mature enough.
Yes, but remember, Blessings, dating doesn't necessarily mean having sexual intercourse. Dating...
No. Okay. But what I am saying, but look at what is even more brutal and blatant is the 16. It's the 16, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
What I would say, based on the acceptance of the 16-year-old, I would say, yo, 18, and then you could, you know, run off the door, you can fly off the nest, or you'll be kicked or whatever. You know, that's just my view, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Well, I think he's kind of moving off into another topic, in some of the age of consent, and, you know, streamlining a few things.
Mm. But all of these things do come into play.
They come into play.
They are kind of interlocked, you know, and if you're, as a parent, as you say, Giselle, I can completely understand and empathize why you would be fearful of how do I make the right choice? How do I make the right decision? There needs to be, I think, a lot of open, honest, frank communication between parent and child. And you have to, there's a line, and nobody's going to be able to draw that line for you. You have to be able to know your child enough to know where do I draw that line and how, you know, what information do I impart to my child? When do I start having these conversations? And you can only gauge that by understanding your child's mentality, your child's maturity, their preparedness to take on these different things, because they have to engage in relationships. They have to engage in interactions with the opposite sex. If they go into a mixed school, it's going to be happening. Their peers are going to be doing things that maybe they're not prepared for, and they may be coerced into doing things that they're not ready to do. So it's really essential that there is that relationship between both male and female children with their parents. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't think you can do anything more than ensuring that your child has a trusting relationship with you, that they can come to you with anything, and you vice versa can do the same thing with them.
Well, I know one thing that, you know, I would not want to happen. I would not want to be the one not giving information to my child.
Right.
My daughter is
because
8.
If you're not, somebody
exactly,
else
somebody
will.
Else will. Mm-hmm. And I would, you know, I think some parents are probably afraid of having, you know, the birds and the bees talk, or, you know, whatever funny names that we used to with it. But I think it's really important to be upfront. I remember growing up, my mother was very upfront with us, with her children. You know, I remember my brothers, you know, growing up and in high school or college or whatever it is, they would not be easily swayed or turned or whatever if they see a young girl, you know, say, you know, in the countryside, you know, all of us bathe in the river half naked or whatever it is. It would not be anything big to them because we're exposed to that at home. We know our bodies, we know what a body is, we know what nudity is. And so it's not something where you kept under wraps, and once you see it or once somebody whispers something in your head, boom, you know, you're confused, you don't know what to do, and they can easily then sort of persuade you. So for me as a parent, I think that is really the first thing I'm thinking of. Make sure that people are exposed to life and that, you know, you give the kids information instead of thinking. If you say the words, you know, dating, if you say the word sex, if you say, you know, whatever the word, that you are putting ideas into their head, or somebody's going to put those ideas into their head, you know, and God knows what kind of ideas those are going to be. But I really don't know. I think, I mean, just talking about it, my heart is going voop voop. I'm being honest. My heart is going voop voop because I'm waiting for that day when my daughter or my son comes up to me and say, "Mommy, there is this boy I like," and I'll just be like, "Hold on, let me get a glass of water." Well, we just wait. Okay, what's happening here? What's somebody? Mm-hmm. I need help.
What is the age of your children?
My daughter is 8 and my son is 4.
Okay.
Yes. I have to deal with the girl first and be sure that example is set before the boy, you know, grows up and says, "Oh, you did this and you did that." And
although
now it's
you
my
say
turn.
You're not sure how you're going to deal with it, do you anticipate dealing with them differently?
Yes, I think so. I think, to be honest, because one would be 4 years ahead of the other. Mm-hmm. So as I was saying, probably the method that I deal with my daughter will either help me to deal better with my son, or God knows, it might be worst. I mean, I'm being honest. I cannot say. I have not gone there, and so I really don't know as a parent how I will react or what I will do. But as I said, the one thing that I believe in is making sure you talk to your children and give them information. Absolutely. I can't say my children are going to be angels. Right. I don't foresee that. Mm-hmm. My children have very strong personalities.
Your children, you don't make them
mine. Exactly. They have very strong personalities and they can be who they want to be. So I don't have them on the level where, oh, they're perfect and they're angels. No. Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure they have the information growing up, and I'm open and honest with them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's fair enough. I think that's the best you can do as a parent.
Have an insect.
Oh, not... We're not having any problems.
We have a caller on the line just before we break.
I'll take this one quickly because we're on a tight schedule. Good day. What's your view?
Yeah. You notice some parents, both mother or father, don't mind if a young guy gets a girl pregnant. But when it's the daughter, all hell break loose.
Oh, yes. We know that.
That man of culture is that now.
Slave culture.
The guy can go out and get other people's daughters pregnant.
And then they send the girls out of school.
When get pregnant, all hell break loose. Yeah.
Yes.
Sick, yeah.
Yep. Sometimes I refer to that as a very slave culture that we need to get out of. But it's already 1:32. We are on a tight schedule here. Marilyn, final thoughts on the topic before you dash off.
Open, honest communication with your children. Form a relationship, know their friends, know what they like, what they don't like, understand who your child is, understand their level of maturity and what information you're going to impart to them when it's appropriate for them. But recognize that there are outside influences that you need to not shut yourself off from, but actually educate yourself as much as possible so you can be their first line of defense.
And well, for me on this one, I'll reiterate it. I am scared of that time when it comes. Not scared because I don't think that I'll have given my daughter or my son, you know, the right information and try to talk to them. I have already started talking to them, but just scared as in it is the teenage years and you're going to be a parent to these teenagers, these young adults, and you never know how you're going to deal with it when you get to that situation. So I do not even pretend to know how that entire thing is going to turn out. All that I know is I know what to say, but I'm not sure how they're going to receive it. And this is the end of Your View for today and for this week. Giselle and Marilyn with you every day, Monday to Thursday. Join us from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon. We want to thank our sponsor, United Insurance.